Rich and poor countries generally agree that climate change must be addressed, but often differ on how to go about it. Developed nations, including the United States, Britain, and Japan, have focused on curbing their own greenhouse gas emissions, mainly from burning fossil fuels for energy. Poor countries are calling for assistance in dealing with climate-related impacts, like food shortages and drought, while also meeting energy needs to spur economic growth. A summit on the state of the planet, hosted by Columbia University, examined the link between poverty and climate change and called for a new global plan of action to deal with the two issues. Conference participants argued that poor countries remain especially at risk to the effects of global warming. They say if left unchecked, global warming could spur conflict and put millions of people at risk for drought, mudslides, food shortages, and illness. Former United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan said climate change is exacerbating the problems faced by poor nations.
The international community, I believe, must work to arrest this downward spiral. Developed countries obviously carry the greatest responsibility for climate change, yet the least developed suffer its impact the most. Developed countries must accept their obligation to assist the poor in coping with these changes, and do so as a matter of urgency.
Economists at the conference focused on what steps could be taken to lessen the impact of climate change as the population expands and energy needs rise around the world. Topping the list of recommendations was the promotion of clean energy technology, including solar, wind, and hydrogen power. Jill Shankelman, a consultant to the World Bank's political risk insurance arm, says global hunger for oil and gas will not decrease in the near future. She said eradicating poverty and addressing conflict in developing countries requires new energy initiatives and a new approach to managing resources.
Although awareness of climate change is growing, for the next few decades we're also going to see expansion of the oil and gas industry in many, many new places, really until the emerging developing countries secure access to the oil and energy they need. So what's to be done? We need a new paradigm, a paradigm that explicitly links resource extraction with development.
Economist Jeffrey Sachs said reversing climate change requires a firm commitment by rich countries to also address extreme poverty and the growing global population. He said current benchmarks set by rich countries for cutting greenhouse gas emissions are insufficient. He also argues that the international community is unprepared for the changes that are taking place in the world, like soaring energy and food prices. He says economic systems need to be revamped and more money and attention should go toward pursuing sustainable, renewable energy sources.
The science obviously takes us only part of the way, and linking the science to all of the rest of what has to happen involves government, business, international organizations, civil society, and each of us in our own communities, in our own households. And that's an extraordinarily complex challenge.
On Wednesday, leaders from Japan and the European Union called for an ambitious and binding new international agreement on limiting greenhouse gas emissions. They say the pact should replace the Kyoto Protocol, which is set to expire in 2012. But the proposal did not set specific targets for emission reductions. Victoria Cavalier, VOA News, New York.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。